What's up, everybody? This is Zach Garside with another episode of, wait for it, I have a name. I'm sticking to this name for a while. Don't want to hurt my throat. It is Dynamico. Welcome to Dynamico. A lot of you who are hearing this are thinking, what? Dynamico? Zach, that sounds ridiculous. And I don't really care if it sounds ridiculous. Because you know what? If Seth Godin can name a podcast Akimbo and everyone's like, that's so amazing, then I'm going to name a podcast Dynamico. You want to know why? Dynamico is the Greek noun for the word potential. And what is a noun, folks? It's a person, place, or thing. And I believe that your potential is a tangible thing in your life that you have yet to tap into, that you have yet to achieve. And everything I do is about helping myself and helping other people reach their full potential so that we can look back on life with no regret. And so that's the name of the podcast. Why not just the word potential? Well, because Dynamico sounds cool. There, I said it. That's the bottom line. Dynamico sounds cool. I like what it means. It means potential. So welcome to the Dynamico podcast. My name is Zach. And today we're going to talk about the pride cycle. I have been thinking a lot about this idea of the pride cycle, and I'll tell you why. I was listening to Russell Brunson the other day, and he talked about a friend of his who, in the entrepreneurial space, says he will not associate with anyone who has not cycled at least once. And by cycled, he means basically lost everything and started over. Now, at first, that sounds a little harsh, that you would only work with people who have failed and lost everything. Why would you want people to fail? And the answer is because if they haven't cycled, he says, then they're still drinking their own Kool-Aid. They're still thinking that they are the best, that they are the reason for their success. And there's too much pride there. And Russell Brunson himself, he has cycled twice, he says. He's lost everything, and the company has fallen apart two times. Companies that he's run have fallen apart two times. And so he has cycled, and he said it was horrible, it's painful, and that you've got to cycle a lot of times so that you can learn and grow, you know? Now, there is an alternative to cycling. Assuming that you have control over the success of your endeavors, right? We know that a lot of cases, entrepreneurs, their businesses fall apart because of things that may be outside of their control. Though most of the time, businesses fall apart because the people running the business don't know how to keep it going. They don't know how to keep themselves from cycling. So let me explain the cycle, the pride cycle. This is a concept that is really taught by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Because in the Book of Mormon, which we believe to be the Word of God, there is this constant cycle that repeats itself among the people in the book. It's the pride cycle. And it starts with, well, pride. People become prideful. They begin to think that they have it all figured out by themselves, that they don't need other people, and especially that they don't need God. And so they begin to, put their trust in the arm of flesh, as the scriptures say. And they begin to think that they are the reason for their success, that they are awesome, that their ideas and their skills and their experience and the things that they are doing is what's making them successful, that they're now somehow better, and that they're no longer in need of outside help because they've achieved a level of self-sufficiency that makes them completely independent and awesome, right? They become prideful. Arrogant is another word you could use. So that people become prideful when they prosper. And this pride leads to offending, in the scriptural sense, the spirit. But in the general sense, we offend the people around us. We offend those other people and those things that have helped us get where we are because we've become prideful. And when we offend, we bring upon ourselves destruction. We become prideful. We offend the spirit, or we offend the people that have helped us get to where we are. We offend the people who don't know us yet, because nobody wants to associate with us when we are prideful. People certainly in the business sense don't want to buy from us when we're prideful and we talk about ourselves. So we bring upon ourselves destruction. So there's pride, there's offense, you offend others, and then there's destruction, which leads to humility. Because destruction is when it all finally comes crashing down on us and we realize... As I was saying, sorry, I got cut out there. I got a phone call from Melissa. When we are prideful and then we offend the spirit and we offend others, we bring upon ourselves our own destruction. And then the next step is humility. After everything comes crashing down on us, we then have to... We have to face the consequences of our actions and be brought down to the dust in humility. And when we become humble, we become teachable. We become open to hearing feedback. We become open to the changes that we need to make in our lives to get back to prosperity. So, step one, pride. Step two, offense. Step three, destruction. And step four, humility. Now, step five is where things begin to come back together for us. It's a reconciliation, where we become reconciled to the Spirit. And we become reconciled to those people that we've offended. We begin to make things right again. We repent, right? If you're familiar with the religious terms, this is making sense to you, I'm sure. But if you're not familiar with, religion, then I'm hoping that you can still keep up with what I'm saying. Repentance is changing, though, right? And so we make reconciliation, we repent and make restitution for our wrongs, and we prosper once again. And then, typically, when we prosper, people tend to fall back into the pride cycle because, again, prosperity often leads to pride. Now, there's a couple of things, though. There are two ways to exit the pride cycle. Ideally, you don't want to be in it, right? Because if you're in the pride cycle, that means you're just cycling around and around from prosperity to pride to offense to destruction to humility, to reconciliation, and then back to prosperity over and over again. And it's a vicious cycle. It's 100% self-inflicted, and you don't want to stay there. So there are two ways out. The first way is pride. Pride, offense, and destruction exit. And you become selfish, completely prideful, not open to the feedback of others, you basically become a victim. Everything is everybody else's fault to you. You're not willing to take responsibility for your own actions. You blame others for all the misfortunes in your life. You refuse to accept the fact that you are prideful and that you are bringing this destruction upon yourself. And you consign yourself to a life of loneliness and pride. That's the first way you can exit, is at the destruction stage. Or you can move on through the pride cycle and you can exit at the prosperity stage, right? Oh, car's gonna get an accident here. So you go from prosperity to pride to offense to destruction. Then you can exit there, or you can stay on the path that you've got yourself on, experience humility, make restitution, and return to prosperity, and then exit there by remaining humble and becoming meek. All right? So if you exit at the destruction stage, you become lonely, selfish. When you exit at the prosperity stage, you become meek. Now, meekness is not a form of weakness, as many people tend to think. In fact, meekness is quite the opposite, actually. Meekness is not recognizing that we are weak. That's not all that it is, I should say, because we do need to recognize our weaknesses. But meekness is about recognizing the true source of our strength and success. So when you exit the pride cycle at the prosperity stage, what you're doing is you are staying humble in the midst of your prosperity, and you're choosing to become meek, always recognizing the true source of your strength and success. All right, so I'm going to go through it one more time. Phase one, pride. We become prideful. We become lifted up in our own eyes. We think that we are it. We are everything. We are the best. Pride leads to offense. We offend the people around us. We offend the spirit. We offend the very things that have led to our prosperity in the first place. And that leads to destruction, where everything comes crashing down and we realize that we can't go on the way we are. And at that point, you have the choice to exit the pride cycle and remain prideful and selfish and become a victim. Or you can become humble, experience humility, where you recognize the error in your ways and you choose to be better. And humility leads to restitution, where you make things right again. You take the necessary steps to get back into good graces and to achieve prosperity once more, and then you prosper. And prosperity is a good feeling. And at that point, you have two choices again. You can choose to become prideful once more and repeat the cycle, or you can choose to exit and stay meek. So you can become a victim or you can become meek. Those are really the two choices you have to exiting the pride cycle. Now, when you are in the pride cycle, there's another way that you can not necessarily exit, but speed up the process of getting yourself through the pride cycle. Johnny Covey calls it the head-to-heart method. And if you've never heard of Johnny Covey, he's the nephew of Stephen R. Covey. He wrote a book titled 5 Habits to Lead from Your Heart. You should go read that book. And here's what the head-to-heart method is. The foundation of the head-to-heart method is that you can choose your experience. You can choose your experience in life. You do not have to be a victim. You can choose your experience based on what you experience. All right? This is how it works. When something happens in your life, when you have an experience, something takes place, you then have two choices. You can either respond to that experience from your head or from your heart. And in your head, in both your head and your heart, you are thinking certain things, you are feeling a certain way as a result of those thoughts, and then you take certain actions based on those thoughts and feelings. Now, when you're in your head, your thoughts tend to be more selfish and protective. You think in a limited scarcity sense. You want to protect yourself. You think that it's other people's fault. And it makes us feel afraid, alone, wrong. And so our actions tend to reflect those thoughts and feelings. And that's typically what keeps us on the pride cycle, is we are in our heads when we're thinking, feeling, and acting. But to get through the pride cycle quicker, or to make your exit in the right, you know, by becoming meek in the pride cycle, you can move from your head to your heart. Now, what happens is you need to pause and say, okay, here's what's going on. Here's the experience. These are the thoughts I'm having from this experience. These are the feelings that I'm having. And this is the way I'm acting. And I know it's not good, and I know I need to change because of the message that my conscience is sending me, right? When we have an experience and we think, feel, and act in a certain way, our conscience sends us messages through our feelings to either change if we are in our head, or to have the courage to move forward if we are in our hearts. So when you're in your head, your conscience, the reason you don't feel good, the reason you feel gross and selfish and almost self-loathing in many cases, or you feel like a victim and you want to blame people, those feelings that you're having, that's your conscience telling you something has to change in you here. Something has to change. So you then are able to, you know, ignore those feelings and stay in your head, or get in your heart. And to get in your heart, you simply have to ask yourself, okay, what am I thinking that's making me feel this way? What can I think that's what can I think that's different and better? What kind of thoughts should I be having in my heart? An example of this, I'll give the example in a second. And then when you change your thinking, the way you see the situation, you begin to feel differently as well, and as a result, you act differently. And then your conscience will send you feelings of courage to keep doing it, to keep pushing forward, right? And that will help you move through the cycle of pride quicker if you're in it. And then when you get to prosperity, it will also help you to exit the pride cycle by becoming meek. I hope you're following all this. I'll give you an example of how this works. All right. Melissa and I, let me think. We've had a couple of experiences. I'm trying to think of the most noteworthy one that I can share with you. Okay. Let's do this. Texas. Okay. When I got this job offer to take this internship here in Texas at Digital Marketer, we entered the pride cycle. Because that was a moment of prosperity, right? And I'd competed for a month in this challenge to get the Digital Marketer in Residence position. And so when I actually got to the end of the competition, I was selected for the internship. That was a moment of prosperity. We won, basically, right? That's a victory. So in that prosperity, we then began to become prideful by thinking all about ourselves and how we had earned this opportunity. Now, you know, how are we going to make this work? Why weren't they providing us a place to live, and why weren't they going to pay for our expenses if I had earned this opportunity, right? All signs of pride and selfishness. What can you do for me, right? What can you give me? When in reality, we should have just been grateful that they had offered the opportunity and trusted that we were going to be able to make it work, right? So we became prideful, and of course we offended each other because we weren't on the same page. We were having all sorts of different thoughts and feelings from each other, and it was leading us to kind of disagree and have bitter feelings toward each other about the whole situation, because we had gotten the job offer, but instead of being grateful and deciding that we were going to become meek and recognize this was a true blessing and we were going to go for it, we started questioning everything, and we started stressing about where we were going to live and how we were going to pay for everything so that we could keep our apartment in Utah, but also live in Austin, Texas for 2 months, which is an expensive place to live. And that brought upon us destruction in the form of hurt feelings. And for a while, we thought we were going to have to say no to the internship because we couldn't make it work. Then we became humble, though, because at that destruction phase, we had two choices, right? We could remain selfish and prideful and become victims, basically blame everybody but ourselves and say no to the opportunity. And that would have been us acting in our heads, or we could have gotten into our hearts and we could have experienced humility and change and then get back to prosperity. Luckily, that's what we did. We said, okay, here's what's going on right now. What we're thinking here is we got this opportunity, but how do they expect us to make it work? How do they expect us to support ourselves, right? How do they expect us to be able to live somewhere and pay for our expenses and travel down there? That's what we were thinking. And so as a result, we were feeling bitterness. We were feeling frustration because we were both on different pages about what the solution should be. And it caused us to act in an unkind way toward each other and act, you know, irresponsible in the way we communicated. And we recognized that we were having these negative feelings, so we chose to change. And we asked ourselves, what should we be thinking, right? If we're going to act, or if we're going to be in our heart, what should we be thinking? And the answer was, we should be thinking, it's going to be okay. This is an amazing opportunity. This is Digital Marketer. You know, this is the cream of the crop. This is this is as good as it gets when it comes to this field, digital marketing. We should be extremely grateful that we have this opportunity, and we should get to work and make this happen. You know, because they've given us the chance to come and work there. That's something, that's huge. And who are we to expect more than that, you know? We're gonna get to work and we're gonna make this happen is how, what we changed our thinking to. And as a result, we felt more patient with the process because it was still hard to make everything work logistically, but we felt more patient. We felt more courageous, more confident. And as a result, we made phone calls, we did our research, we did a bunch of homework, we made plans, and we made it so that we could keep our apartment in Utah and come here to Austin and experience this internship. We experienced that humility of that comes with realizing that you have a choice, that you are responsible for making this work, that nobody else is responsible for your happiness except for you. We had the humility of recognizing that, and that allowed us to make things right again by apologizing to each other and then getting ourselves to work on making this happen. And then prosperity came, right? We actually came here for the internship. We found a place to live with my cousins, who have been so amazing to let us live with them for 2 months. We kept our apartment in Logan, and I've had just an absolutely amazing experience at Digital Marketer, something you simply can't pay for. You know, it's 2 months of learning and being surrounded by experts, people who are way smarter than you and are doing what you want to do. And so we choose to stay in that prosperity phase and become meek and recognize the true source of our strength, of our prosperity, and that is the people who have helped us get here and the opportunities we've been given and the work we've put in to get here. And so we stay there and we try our best to avoid that pride cycle. But when we get it back into the pride cycle, we become prideful and we offend each other and others and bring upon ourselves destruction. You know, we can follow that head-to-heart method, recognizing what are we thinking and feeling and doing here and what should we be thinking so that we can feel and act differently. That's the pride cycle, folks. I hope that helps somebody out there. I think it's a really amazing idea and concept. And it's all scriptural, of course. You know, it comes from the Book of Mormon, the pride cycle. The head-to-heart method is from Johnny Covey, and I know a lot of what he teaches there is rooted in the gospel. You know, our conscience that helps us choose what to think, feel, and do is the light of Christ. It's given to every man, woman, and child on the earth to know good from evil. We all have that. So, hope this helps you. The pride cycle, folks. When things go wrong in your life, remember the pride cycle. Remember pride, offense, destruction, humility, reconciliation, and prosperity. And that there's two ways to get out. By becoming meek at the prosperity phase and staying out, or by becoming a victim at the destruction phase. And when you're at that crossroads, at those two crossroads, you can choose the right path by following the head-to-heart method. Evaluating what are you thinking, feeling, and acting like in your head versus what should you be thinking, feeling, and acting like in your heart. And follow your heart. That's what I've got for you. Hope you enjoyed Dynamico. And I'll talk to you next time.
Record. Swipe up. Now it's recording.
Hey, this is Zach's podcast. Isn't it great? Yeah, it's so great. Oh, I'm really enjoying myself. Oh, this is episode 452. Where we talk about, you know, stuff and things, and we're just in the car.
Steven Buckner with us.
Steven Buckner, and it's all going really good.
We just have some great guest speakers.
You know how
today.
You succeed? Let me tell you how to succeed. You just do it. You just succeed. If you can't, oh well, I guess you're not successful, huh?
Wow. Definitely put your hand to your heart right now, man. Wow.
Tell yourself you love yourself, and if you don't, then, well, if there's probably someone who does. Probably someone who does love you, but if not.
Put your hand on someone else's heart.
Put your hand on someone else's heart. Somebody, I love you. I love you to strangers.
And this is priceless.
You'll feel more loved, and the more love you spread, the more love there is.
That's right.
And then.
That's why this is the best podcast goes around. In the world.
Thank you.
Steven,
you
know, what do you think?
You've heard of Pay It Forward. This is Love
It Forward.
So
we weren't able to get Steven Dubner, so he was freaking out on some sort of economics. So
instead, who do we get?
So we got me, Stephen Dale.
Stephen King, I thought it was.
And what I would recommend is if you will
he's peaking, folks.
Send
he's
me some
50.
Of your money, what I can do is I'm going to trace my hand, send it to you.
Like
you can put your hand on that piece of paper, we will hold hands together and be
put
one.
Put it on your heart.
If you really spend some extra money with us, I will trace my buttocks so you can actually sit where I have sat. And so walk with me, sit with me, and hold my hand.
Technically, it'd be you sitting where they are sitting.
Your buttocks.
I don't know if you can say buttocks.
Buttocks.
Well, we just did, so.
Well, I don't know. Zach's podcast isn't about buttocks.
Talk to you next time. Record. Swipe up. It's recording.
Hey, this is Zach's podcast. Isn't it great? Yeah, it's so great. Oh, I'm really enjoying myself. Oh, this is episode 452, where we talk about, you know, stuff and things, and we're just in the car.
Steven Buckner with us.
Steven Buckner, and it's all going really good.
We just have some great guest speakers.
You know how you succeed? Let me tell you how to succeed. You just do it. You just succeed. If you can't, oh, well, I guess you're not successful, huh?
Wow. Definitely put your hand to your heart right now, man. Wow.
Tell yourself you love yourself, and if you don't, then, well... If there's probably someone who does. Probably someone who does love you. But
put
if
your
not,
hand on someone else's heart.
Put your hand on someone. Somebody, I love you. Holy say cow. I love you to strangers.
And this then is priceless.
You'll feel more loved. And the more love you spread, the more love there is.
That's right.
And then...
That's why this is the best podcast goes around. In the world.
Thank you.
Steven,
you
know, what do you think?
You've heard of Pay It Forward. This is Love
so
It Forward.
So we weren't able to get Steven Dubner. so he was freaking out on some sort of economics. So.
So instead, who do we get?
So we got me, Stephen Dale.
Stephen King, I thought it was.
And what I would recommend is if you will
he's peaking, folks.
Send
he's
me some
50,
of your
peaking.
Money, what I can do is I'm going to trace my hand, send it to you,
like
and you
turkey.
Can put your hand on that piece of paper. We will hold hands together and be
put
one.
Put it on your heart.
If you really spend some extra money with us, I will trace my buttocks so you can actually sit where I have sat. And so walk with me, sit with me. And hold my
what
hand.
Tracing?
Technically,
it'd be
you sitting where they are sitting.
Your buttocks.
I don't know if you can say buttocks.
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 Well,
buttocks.
We just did, so.
Well, I don't know. Zach's podcast isn't about buttocks.
Talk to you next time.